Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm its researcher, Nick Manise. Each episode, we turn our gaze to the design stories that many overlook. And today, we're talking about the emigre who brought European modernist aesthetics to British graphic design. George Him, a Polish designer for mid-century Britain, was an exhibition at the House of Illustration that was sadly shuttered due to the pandemic. But we still think he's a figure worth noting. So here's the exhibition's curator, Olivia Ahmed, to introduce us to this versatile and humorous designer.
George Him was a graphic designer. He was born in Poland in 1900. As a young man, his path didn't really seem like it would lead to having a graphic design studio. So he studied law in Moscow and then went to Germany to study for a PhD in the comparative history of religions. And then he just completely changed track and enrolled himself at the Leipzig Academy of Graphic Design and Book Industry. And after that, he worked as a graphic designer all his life. After he graduated, George started working as a freelance designer in Germany. But he left in 1933 when Hitler came to power, and he went back to Poland and started working in Warsaw. He met Jan LeWitt by chance at the Ziemienska Cafe, which was a kind of meeting place for artists and intellectuals at the time. George and Jan really hit it off, and George said that they pretty much had the same views about graphic design, and that instead of just being friends and showering each other with compliments all the time, they could get together, form a partnership, and really push each other's practice forward. And that's exactly what they did. They set up a partnership in 1933, still in Warsaw, and they worked for lots of different clients. They worked a lot for the kind of avant-garde literary scene, doing magazine covers and editorial illustration. But one of the main things they did, the biggest clients, were Polish pharmaceutical companies. They made these really, what could have been quite dry commissions, into opportunities for really abstract avant-garde advertising design and visual identities. That really kicked off something for them, so that they were written about in design magazines, they got recognised internationally. In 1937, they were invited to have an exhibition in London by Lund Humphreys. Because of the positive reception they got here from the design scene, and also because of the political situation in Poland, both men were Jewish, and in 1937, things were really changing for the worse. They decided to stay here in London. They established a studio in Kensington. They lived and worked in it, so it was quite an intense collaboration. And they worked there together until 1954 on all kinds of projects. Children's books, designed exhibitions. They're best known for designing really iconic posters for the big civic institutions here in the UK and the state. So bodies like the Ministry of Information during the war, London Transport, which are really known as these kind of really important centres for graphic design in the mid-20th century. It's quite hard to appreciate how radical their work would have seemed in the UK at the time, from where we're looking at it now. They really were part of this wave of Jewish emigres and refugees who brought a kind of a European modernist sensibility to British design. They used surreal humour, like painterly textures and abstract shapes, and that was really something new. George and Jan, as LeWitt Him, worked really closely together, and even to their like oldest clients, their process was a bit of a mystery. But essentially, it seems like they worked on the same image a little bit each. So it's not like you could see George did that and Jan did that. They had this kind of really cohesive, collaborative aesthetic. George said that though they argued about things, they both agreed that the final outcome they got was better than anything they would have done on their own. But then by sort of the mid-1950s, they just couldn't resolve their arguments about things. So they decided to go their separate way. So when they broke up their partnership, George retained most of their clients because Jan LeWitt was going in a completely different direction. In some ways, his aesthetic became a little bit softer, but all of the really bold abstraction and bold colour palettes really remained. George Him was certainly a master of colour, and he put forward really bold and unexpected palettes, and he used abstract forms in a very relatable way. But the main thing that's a constant in his work is a sense of fun and humanity. George started working when the concept of graphic design was still being formed and the industry wasn't so divided into different specialist areas, and that meant his practice was really broad. He did visual identities and promotional campaigns, typography, but also interior design, visual merchandising, and more industrial design of things like furniture and toys. So he was a really versatile designer. One of his longest client relationships was with the drinks manufacturer Schweppes, and he did advertising for them, but also packaging design. And one of my favourite things he did for them was point of sale material. He designed hundreds of printed card stands that would have been used in shops to promote ginger beer and stuff like that, which is a pretty humble purpose. But what he made was really the feats of paper engineering. Each piece is flat piece of thin card that you can fold it up into a structure that's shaped like a cat or an elephant or something, and they're so strong that they can hold several bottles without the need for glue or structural supports or anything like that. He really understood engineering and three-dimensional design.
What in fact is television? It is the essentially instantaneous transmission, either by wire or radio, of moving scenes and pictures. Three steps are involved.
There's a film he did for Philips called For Better, For Worse. A light-hearted look about whether television is a good thing or not. A lot of us are looking at screen-based media a lot at the moment in these quite intense home environments. It's kind of strangely prescient.
Experience shows that when television comes into the home, many other things may go out.
It basically shows this couple taking a grand tour around the world from home through their TV, and they see all these wildly different landscapes. But the best thing about it is watching the couple have these fights over the TV and little tiny background domestic tensions that are really recognisable. But you can sort of tell from their gestures that they love each other, really. There's no malice, which is pure George Him.
Television provides an escape from reality, leaving the viewer calm and relaxed.
Quite often there's more than one thing going on in his work. So maybe if he's doing a piece of advertising like that, there's the main story, and then he kind of has this background story about humanity happening at the same time. He really believed that doing the thing he could do brilliantly, in his case graphic design, with integrity could make a genuine positive impact on the world. And I think maybe when things are really overwhelming like they are now, the idea that the thing that you can do is enough is quite comforting. George did a lot of brand identities and advertising for major international companies, from American Airlines to Coca-Cola. But I think some of his most successful solutions for these big conglomerates come from very small human scale details. So if he needs to show someone carrying a suitcase, their body will just be sagging just the right amount. Or if he needs to draw a businessman for the Times, he'll be standing bolt upright and puffed up at the chest, but his face is just flush pink enough for you to know that he's feeling a bit harassed. Recognising those small humane things is something a lot of people have adopted now as a sort of coping strategy, now that the frame of our lives has become so much smaller. And I think George would think there's still a lot to observe and appreciate now, even within limited circumstances.
Our many thanks to Olivia Ahmed there, curator at the House of Illustration. She was speaking to this show's producer, Maylee Evans. Though the exhibition George Him, a Polish designer for mid-century Britain, is currently closed, do keep an eye out on their website, houseofillustration.org.uk. There, you can find out when the venue will reopen or take part in one of their upcoming online masterclasses. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, if you're missing your local newsstand, then you should of course take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue. You can also get our daily bulletins, peruse our many books on everything from global politics to cozy homes, buy our fetching collaborations, or listen to our round-the-clock radio station, all at monocle.com. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylee Evans. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.